Just to end with one other ha'ara, and that is, so we're talking about this Indian, a davar nifla that I just saw, and we're discussing the halacha of kibud av aim as it relates to a ger, as it relates to a ben noyach. So what came to mind is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi's in the end of Parshas Noyach. The end of Parshas Noyach, the very last pasuk. Vayihi yumei terach, chomei shanim umasayim shana. Terach lived 205 years to the ripe old age. Vayomos terach b'charon. And Tomah Terach died in Char. That's the last pasuk in Parashas Noach. First pasuk in Parashas Lech, everybody knows. And it certainly sounds like, just from the Hemshech of the Psukim, that first Terach died, and then afterwards, Avram Avinu left. Says Rashi, it's not really true. Vayomas Terach b'charon la'achar sheyotza Avram mecharon. It's after Avram had already left Charon. In fact, it was more than 60 years, says Rashi, after Avram left Charon. This is a muktam of Uchabat Torah. It's off literally by a half a century. So says Rashi, V'loma hikta makasim yisashu shal terach litziyasu shal Avram. So why then did the Torah write it out of order? Shalai yehei adovam mufursam lakha. Because we wanted to keep it quiet. V'yayim, we're afraid that people are going to say, like, Kayim Avram is kibud av. That Avram Avinu wasn't Mekayim, the mitzvah of kibud av. Shehi nichoy zaken v'halachloy. Because he left the zaken, he left his father, who was old at the time, and he went away. L'ficha kari akasav meis. Therefore, the Pasuk said that he died, even though really he didn't die. He didn't die until later, but to protect, to preserve the reputation of Avram Avinu, that people shouldn't say that he niach zaken and he went off. So like this, the Torah says, Vayomas terach b'charon, and only afterwards, Vayomra Hashem al Avram, lech lecha meyartzecho, mimeyladetcho, mibeis avicho, el ha'oretz asher arecha. The truth is, there's a big discussion in the Kadmoinim, the Mefarshei Rashi, really this Rashi comes from a Medrash, and they talk about why was it that Avram Avinu Taka had a right to leave. Meaning, if Avram had a mitzvah of kibud av aim, maybe he should have been able to stay. Now, I think if you asked the man on the street, he would say, what do you mean Hashem told him to leave? Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha me'artzecha. But the Achronim are not also happy with that seemingly obvious answer. Regardless, this is a big discussion. The Chida, in many of his Sfarim, so he brings a pshat that he saw from a kadmon in a sefer called Bigdei Aharon. And he said he saw in the sefer Bigdei Aharon, the Baal Bigdei Aharon actually brings this vart from his son. And he says something nifladik. He says that why does a child have an obligation to be mechaber his father? He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida, and Masechtas Kedushin as well, Gimbal Shutfim Ba'adam, that a person has three shutfim, a father, a mother, and the third shutif is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means a father has, to a degree, a kinyan. He has some sort of bailus. He has some ownership in his child. He's a shutif. He has partners, but he has a shutif. And because of that shutfis that a person's father has in him, the child has an obligation to be mechabed his father. So the big day Aaron said a davar nifla. He said that when Terach took his son Avram and he handed him over to Nimrod to be thrown into the Kivshon HaEish, he relinquished his chus and his right and his bailus that he had in Avram Avinu. It was kilu, he was mafkir Avram Avinu. He was a bailum, but he was ma'abed it. Now, ladas. And when someone's ma'abed something ladas, it's called yish, it's called hefker, sugis, and shas. And he gave him up. And being that he gave him up, he lost his shutfis in Avram Avinu. And once he lost his shutfis, now Avram Avinu had no chi of kibud av anymore. And that's why Avram Avinu said, yeah, the Eivish, you want me to go? But say, I kibud av aim, I have an alta tata, it's my tata. He was mafkir me. I lost the whole yichos. It's only al shloish shutfim ba'ad. And now he relinquished his chusami, and therefore he was able to go. So the Chida in his Sfarim brings this davar nifla b'shem, this kadmon. And the Chida in his Sfarim is Moisef, a beautiful knech. He says, Lefizeh, maybe you could say pshad in a gemara that we all know. It's a gemara mesechtes brachis, daf yura midbeis, tanu rabbana, shisha dvarim, asa chizkiyo ha-melech. Chizkiyo ha-melech did six controversial things. Al gimel hoydoloi, three of them chamu were masking to, val gimel loy hoydoloi, and three of them they weren't masking to. Al gimel hoydoloi, what were the three they were masking to? He hid the sefer of fuois, he destroyed the nechash ha-nechoshes, and girer atzmois aviv al mita shal chavalim. After his father, Chizkiyahu's father was Achaz, he was a big Rasha, and after he died, he took his atzamais and he schlepped them and he embarrassed him, berabim. And as controversial as it was, the Chachamim were masking, they were happy with what it was that he did. And everybody asks, at the end of the day, Chizkiyahu's father, Kabbidus Avicha Vesimecha, Mechabdoi Lachamoisai, How do you have a right to do that? Make a taste so you could do it. So the truth is, it's a big shiloh whether a person has a chiyuv to be mechaber his father if he's a rasha. The shita sator is, and a lot of poskim hold that there is no chiyuv. He's only chayv and keep it of aim if he's oisa ma'isa amcha. And this would seem to be the biggest raya in the world to that shita. But the Rambam shita is that a person has to be mechaber a father even if he is a rasha. So if that's the case, everyone asks, and the chida b'roisham, so how was Chizkiyahu able to do this? So says the chida, that according to this sefer, Bigdei Aharon, I learned the Teretz. And it's based on another Gemara. This one's not as well known. A Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. So there would be fathers, they would take their son, and they would hand it over to the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. So the Gemara, Av Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Bikesh Aviv Lasa Yisloi Kein. Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda's father tried taking Chizkiyo and handing him over to Moilach. Ella, you know what happened? The last Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga in Seder Moed, the salamandra, and if you take from the blood of the salamandra, you smear it, that protects you from the fire, Kavachaymer, Yidin that Amalei, Mitzvah's Kerimen, right? The Hadron on Seder Moed. So Chizkiyo's mother took a little bit from the dam of the salamandra, smeared it on Chizkiyo, and he was saved from Moilach. A bezok techida, Achaz, Achiv, Aviv, Shel Chizkiyo, took his son, and he handed him over to Moilach. When he handed him over to Moilach, he did the same thing Terach did to Avram. He relinquished his right and his schus in him. If he relinquished his right and his schus in him, at this point, there's nishken shutif anymore. You are mafkir, your chelik, and your schus that you had. So Chizkiyo wasn't chayv and kibir of aim anymore. He wasn't chayv and kibir of aim. He was allowed to be megari. That's myself. Now, why did he do it? He had a cheshbon. He thought it would be a kapara. The cash was, but he has a chayv kibur. He can't do it. The teretz is, he was mafkrim. And because he was mafkrim, it's for that reason that this was something he was allowed to do. So I was just thinking maybe to add one knetch. And that is, the pasuk says, Avram zokim ba bayomim, v'ashem berach es Avram bakoil. And Chazal have different pshatim of what bakoil means. One pshat in bakoil is, Rashi brings in Chumash, that the word bakoil is b'gematria 52. It's the same gematria as the word ben. And it's coming to teach us that Avram Avinu had a son. Vashem Berech as Avram Bakoil? What does it mean? He had a ben. How do you know he had a ben? Because Bakoil was a gematria of 52, which is the same gematria of ben. And the Chassam Sofer, in a few different places in his Sforim, he asks the obvious kasha. Vashem Berech as Avram Bakoil? Beremiza? Now I know Avram Avinu had a son? He had a son Yitzchak. We know Yitzchak. It's already Parshas Chayusara. So, of course he had a son. Why Biramiza do you have to tell me that he had a son? So the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. The Chassam Sofer says that when Avram Avinu was Makdish, Yitzchak, he turned him into an oilo. He became Kodesh Kadashim. When he became Kodesh Kadashim, he went into a different realm. It was a realm, it was a geder of like a Gershon Eskai or Kukat and Shanoilo Dami. So much so that he lost his yachas, he lost his shaykhas, he lost his connection to his father. And being that he lost his connection to his father, he wasn't Mamish Benoya anymore. Because he was so Kaddish that he lost his connection. And therefore, as much as biologically Avram had a son Yitzchak, but to call him his son, couldn't call him his son. But the Maisi was far to son. But it was like, not really, but a little, yeah. Oh, like Biramiza. Oh, Avram Zokim Baba Yomim Zok Tchsam Soifiv Hashem Berichas Avram Bakoil, which is a gematria of 52, because he had a Pshashtikul son. But he wasn't Mamish's son. Why not? Because he was Neskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. Abu Lafi the Big Day Aharon, and Lafi the Chidah, Yeshloim Mar Nifla. Because what Avram Avinu do with Yitzchak? Avram Avinu took his son Yitzchak, he was also Makrivin. Nah, he didn't throw him into the Kivshon Ha'esh. And he didn't give him over the Moilach. He gave him over to the Eivishter. Aber Lameisa, he put him on the Akedah. And Yesh Shloima, when Avram Avinu put him on the Akedah, said he was mafker his chus. It's not Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam anymore. And if it's not Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam, see, Taka doesn't have a son. Narvas, like the Chassam Sofer said, Avram Zokim Ba'ba Yomim, Vashem Berich has Avram Ba'Koil. Ba'Koil was a gematria of 52. Like Ben is a gematria of 52, he has a son. But to say he has a B'noi Mamish, that not. Why? Because he gave him up at the Akedah.